This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen on this Wednesday, week away from Christmas Eve. And we've gone through a stretch of really significantly cold weather and two snowstorms. That said, wanted to check in for just a moment with Bill. Let me get this right, Bill. Mazeluski.
Yeah, that's right.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
All right. Meteorologist at the National Weather Service office, Paul, here in Pittsburgh. So major warm-up here for a little while anyway. Walk us through the next few days.
Yeah, it looks like today we're already in the lower 40s across the region. And we'll probably stay pretty close to that through the day. We may gain another couple of degrees through the rest of the day. Should see a little bit of sun by this afternoon. And then tomorrow should be even warmer. We should get into the lower to mid-50s. That's ahead of a cold front that's going to be approaching from the west, and that front will track close to the area. Later on tomorrow and tomorrow night, we should have some rain moving through, and then after that front comes through on Friday, we'll see a general transition to some snow, although the snow amount should be relatively light. Generally an inch or two north of I-80, with probably less than an inch in the Pittsburgh area. Though temperatures on Friday will fall back into the 30s.
So, Bill, I'm curious to get your comments on something your Weather Service office posted on X not too long ago about the start for the month of December.
Yeah, we got off to a fast start to winter here all of a sudden in December. We had a pattern change with a lot colder air coming down from the north with the jet stream dropping down to our south, allowing that cold air to come in. And we've had some frequent storms moving through in that storm track. So it's gotten us off to a quick start to the winter, and a pretty cold start also relative to what we've had the last several years.
Yeah, one of the coldest, eighth coldest start to December
ever
in recorded history.
Yeah, it's in the top 10, and it's the coldest first half of December, according to the Post, since 2010, 15 years it's been.
Yeah, plus those back-to-back storms with significant snowfalls added to the fun.
As an added
so
bonus.
Yeah. So far, we're close to 7 inches above normal for the month of December for snowfall up through this date. So it doesn't look like, at least for the next week or so, like we'll add a whole lot to that. But like I said, we do have another couple of cold shots coming through, but it doesn't look like anything prolonged quite like what we've had so far this month.
Bill, appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That is meteorologist Bill Mazeluski from the National Weather Service. And you just had a story that our afternoon anchor, Paul Alexander, put together about milk. And it may surprise people that legislation will now allow milk, whole milk in school. I assumed, why wouldn't there be whole milk as an option in school.
I'm going to just take a guess and say that the FDA, or whoever it was that was setting the nutritional guidelines for schools nationwide in conjunction with the education department, came up with the idea that 2% would be better. But, you know, what I've been reading over the last few years about fats is they're actually very good for you.
Yeah, especially when you're growing.
In the right proportions, yeah. And as a result, you know, the only reason you'll find 2% in my refrigerator is because I couldn't get whole milk.
And we have with us Vicki Baker, who is the owner of Maple Bottom Dairy Farm. And this hopefully will help dairy farmers. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
Or do you prefer Vicki?
Vicki's fine. Either one is fine.
All right. You're probably up milking the cows now, right?
Well, our cows are being milked. We actually have a robot that milks our cows.
What?
24 hours a day. They milk themselves. That's absolutely true, yes. But most farmers are up milking their cows this morning.
That's a shame because Paul wanted to come out and experience it firsthand.
I don't know where you got that idea from. I don't. What's the matter with you?
Well, we'll still take volunteers. There are still a lot of other jobs on the farm besides milking cows to be done this morning.
So let's talk about whole milk for a moment here. What's your interpretation of this story about bringing whole milk back to the schools?
Absolutely. We are excited. I would say that dairy farmers across the region and across the country are excited for the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act to finally be passed. It's been a long time coming. In 2008, I believe it was, the USDA rules under the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act made it impossible for schools, which are mandated by that school lunch program, to serve full fat or even 2% fat milk in their food programs. And so kids had to choose fat-free milk, and they later did allow a couple of years ago 1% in flavored milks to be offered. But, you know, kids don't like that. Adults don't like fat-free and 1% milk. Like you said, in your refrigerator, it's whole milk. I mean, people are choosing to grab that red cap milk whenever they are in grocery stores now, and we're actually seeing growth in whole milk sales over the last couple of years. It's one of the it's a growing sector in the dairy industry right now.
And Vicki, how will this help you? Will it directly?
Yeah, it definitely will. You know, in our Pittsburgh region, we're a little bit unique in the processors that we have for dairy versus other parts of the state even, or even the country. But, you know, we've got a lot of plants in our area who, you know, we've got Marg Burgers, we've got United, Schneider's, Turner's, our own milk from our farm is processed at Vailwood Farms under our own label. And so when kids have the choice to choose school milk that they want to drink, they're going to drink it. And so they can decline it from their school lunch meal. But then it just ends up, if they take it and don't drink it, it just ends up in landfills. And so there's a study done up in Erie in 2019 that allowed whole milk back into schools. And we saw an increase in consumption by 52% in those schools.
Well,
95% reduced waste. It was huge.
When does this take effect? Immediately?
No, there will be changes. And so schools are already locked into their contracts with their suppliers. And they'll have the option to add these back in, either in the 2% or in the whole. And of course, it has to do with budgets and what they put in for next year. But we anticipate that changes will start to happen. You'll see them as soon as the next school year. I don't think that it'll happen right away. Our hope is that, you know, with school milks representing about 8%, depending on where you look at it, 8% of milk sales, if we could increase that and create kids who like milk in schools, they'll become generational milk drinkers.
When
they have a bad experience in school, that's not good.
I didn't think about it in that regard. That said, before you go, Vicki, who sets the milk prices? I never understood all that and how that worked.
Well, that's a very interesting question, and it's more than we can do in a minute here on the air. But basically, we're paid for class one milk, which is fluid milk. Then we've got class three and class four. We've got cheese and butter prices, and so it's a blend of how the milk's actually used. And when class one milk, which is fluid, when we use more of that, it's a higher paying price. It's a higher standard, and so. We're paid on a base price. It's backed off on how butter, and even though class one is calculated for fluid milk, it's based on how cheddar blocks trade at the Chicago Mercantile. It's based on butter prices.
Oh my God.
And so it's a pretty complicated thing. Most dairymen, I don't even think, completely understand it. Some days I question if I do, because where you're at even changes it a little bit. But we're excited about the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act and that passing, and that adults will want to drink milk in generations. I mean, we've got to get it right in schools, though. We've got to have cold milk. Nobody likes warm milk, even milk drinkers. We've got to have good taste, good flavor. And that's why kids are going to choose it, because the fat in milk is what carries the flavor. And interestingly enough, people don't even realize when you reach for that red cap, that whole milk, I mean, whole milk is only 3.25% fat.
Oh, wow.
So it's not what people think that it is, you know. We're talking just percents different, and you've got all the nutrients in there whenever you reach for that milk.
We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll have you back to sort through how that works. It's an interesting.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we'll plan some more time. Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Vicki Baker, owner of Maple Bottom Dairy Farm, who's happy.
Well, good for them.
They're going to have whole milk.
I got to tell you, Larry, when I get to my grocery store in Seven Fields there, at least one or two times out of five, there'll be no whole milk in the size I want it.
Really?
It's just the 2 gallons is that. I can't have that much. It's that much in demand. It clears out quickly.
Vicki can loan you a cow. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our team assembled midweek here. It seems like time's accelerating as we get toward the end of the year. On Sunday, we will celebrate and welcome winter. The solstice begins. And Aaron and Paul, I'm sure there are a long list of things you want to get done between now and the end of the year. And one of the things that people always do, as you know, they make resolutions for the new year. Do you still do it, Paul?
I haven't done it in decades.
Aaron?
Yeah, I remember us having this conversation last year, and I was like pretty optimistic still about resolutions, but no. I often find myself actually assessing how the year went and saying, okay, these are areas I'm going to tighten up.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I like to make changes that I can, like, make small changes that I can stick with over a long period of time.
Right, exactly.
You know, I don't like to, like, jump into a project, like weight loss, for example, and try to lose all this weight in a particular period of time. I'm trying to take it off a pound here and a pound there slowly over time, and it stays off that way.
Right.
And that's been the case for me.
My buddy Jimmy Crenn, the comedian, said he's been trying to lose weight. I said, well, how's it going? He goes, it's been 3 months now. He goes, I said, well, how much have you lost? He goes, I gained 2 pounds. He goes, but I look like an athlete, like Babe Ruth.
Jimmy Crenn.
No, it really.
What a piece of work.
It's the consistent part, like you said, Paul. So that's, I'm focusing more on being consistent than starting something new.
Like little things. Well, let's talk about, you know, food prep, for example.
Yes,
one thing that I've started doing is I'm no longer putting a little shredded cheese on my chili.
Mm.
You know, you just take a little here and a little there, and before long, it's all adds up.
Portion control.
That's another one, right?
Yes.
Wow.
How about this? Uber is launching something called Uber, where you recap your year in food and travel, and people think they might have stole the idea from an SNL skit. They even give you a cute name for your habits, like Effortless Icon and Culture Seeker. People on social media say they feel shamed because they don't need to be reminded about the time they ordered French fries at 3 a.m. Uber also broke it down by city. New York ordered the most Diet Coke. Miami had the most egg sandwiches. Boston Ubered stir fry. And Dallas ordered the most lattes. It doesn't have what Pittsburgh ordered, but I'm guessing it has fries in it or on it.
Wow. Yeah, right?
It's called Uber. Super.
I'll be passing on that one. I don't want to be reminded of what I got from DoorDash on a cold weekend way back.
Right. That's all you need is some type of food shaming from an artificial intelligence resource. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Morning Show, working our way halfway through the week. And what a few weeks it has been to start December. And though it is mild today, you know it's going to get colder again. Even 27 tonight, we were in the teens. We've got Nick Milanovic from Kendall Towing. We'll check in with him. Curious, he must have had a crazy week dealing with the snowstorm. And Ryan from Casey's Automotive is with us, too, on the Big K Morning Show. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So a lot of people had to deal with, when we get to these temperatures that get into the teens and even feels like temperatures, drains batteries. Just wanted to check in with you, Brian, on tips for people about things they can do in advance when it comes to dealing with their cars.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the big thing with cold weather, just like you said, is batteries. It definitely causes the batteries to work a lot harder. So you want to make sure that you have a good battery going into winter. Now, we're in winter, so it's a little too late. But if you can, you know, if your listeners can get their car to a trusted automotive repair shop and have their batteries checked, a lot of times it'll save them the headache of not being able to start the car when they're going to pick up little Johnny from soccer or wherever they're headed.
Yeah, I would imagine. And it's a pretty quick process, right, to get a battery checked.
Oh, it's very quick. A lot of the parts stores will check them for you right when you pull in. You just ask them to check it. It's probably a 30-second check.
And well worth taking the time to do that, to your point. And what do you see mostly when the weather gets so cold outside of batteries? What are you dealing with?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, trying to get the repairs done before winter hits. So, you know, that check engine light's on, maybe that tire light that's on the dash. You want to have those things taken care of, so when you're running your errands, you're moving back and forth to work, you're commuting, you have those things solid and taken care of before they cause an issue. But you want to make sure your car is up to maintenance standards.
Yeah, and what about tire pressure? The cold air, and you know, from basic, you know, physics, you know that the heat expands, cold shrinks. Is that has a direct effect on the tire pressures?
Absolutely. As soon as the weather starts dropping below 40 degrees, we get calls all the time. hey, I have this light on my dash. You know, what is it? It's generally a tire pressure light. But yeah, the molecules start to shrink during the cold weather, and then that pressure drops in your tire. Usually you'll get a light on your dash.
All right, well, appreciate you jumping on with us, Casey. Thank you. Or Brian at Casey's Auto.
Yeah, it's no problem at all. Love to chat and give automotive advice where I can.
All right, and I want to switch over. Nick Milanovich with Kendall Towing. We've known Nick for a long time. Out and about in the worst conditions. This had to be an ugly stretch for you, Nick, especially during the last snowstorm.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, it was. The only good thing that happened with this storm, at least it came over the weekend, so we didn't have the roads were not congested with traffic, and it was a little bit easier to maneuver around. But as we could tell, the road conditions are still bad in neighborhoods, so it's still a challenge to get to people that are still broke down.
When you say neighborhoods, are you talking mostly in the city or around the region?
Pretty much mostly in the city. I mean, as the get out in these suburban communities and things like that that we travel to, those areas are cleared up. But just as it melts and then as the temperature drops, it freezes. Even if the roads were clear, so it does make a challenge to get there.
And I know the city has taken a lot of heat about the snow that's still on the roads and ice, many of the, you know, side streets and in the neighborhoods, to your point. Obviously, this warm-up above freezing will help tremendously.
Most definitely, and we've seen it probably double, even triple call volume in the last few days because of the weather. And as the gentleman you had on earlier said, a lot of this can all be prevented with pre-winter maintenance on your vehicle.
Well, it's
just
not
like you do with your furnace. I mean, you check that before winter gets here.
Well, it's not too late to get your battery checked, and it's really, to Brian's point, some of these places like Advance Auto, they'll check it for you free.
Right. We do that. That's a service that we offer through the AAA, the mobile battery service. The driver will come out and he can replace your battery right on site if needed as well at times.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Nick, because having a AAA membership just is economic, and they got some great deals right now to get it if you don't have it. It pays for itself over and over again, I think.
100%. It's an insurance policy.
Yeah, so what's an average tow cost if you're not a AAA member or otherwise?
Your average tow is probably anywhere between $125 to $175.
Yeah, so, and that's assuming you don't have to tow far, correct?
That is correct.
Well, stay safe, my man. We appreciate you, Nick.
All right, welcome back, Larry.
All right, good to be here. If I don't talk to you, have a great Christmas.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Nick Milanovich with Kendall Towing. Yeah, it's just good advice. Get that battery checked.
We've experienced a very cold start to the month of December.
We got off to a fast start to winter here all of a sudden in December. We had a pattern change. A lot colder air coming down from the north with the jet stream dropping down to our south.
That is Bill Mojeleski talking with Larry earlier. He's with the National Weather Service, and it's a remarkable start to the month when you start looking at the numbers, the stats.
Yeah, and look what you've uncovered.
It's the coldest first half of December since 2010. And it's the eighth coldest start to the month ever.
And you add the two snowstorms of significance, and we're 7 inches above normal already.
Nick Reiner is expected to make his first court appearance today.
Our office will be filing charges against Nick Reiner. 2 counts of first-degree murder.
What a just absolutely horrible story. Apparently, they were at a party. Conan O'Brien, kind of a holiday party, and they had an argument. This is allegedly, and they believe the murder weapon was a knife.
Yeah. The reports are that the Reiner's throats were slit. By the way, if this winds up in a conviction, it could be a death penalty case. So the Penguins, Larry, have lost 6 in a row, And in two of the games, Pittsburgh had big leads but lost in overtime. Wow, what's going on here? They were playing well.
Yeah, the fact is they gave up. They let Anaheim score, I believe, it was 4 goals in the third period the other night. And last night they never had a lead.
No.
They lost. They had swapped goalies with Edmonton. Christian Jarry was the winning goalie for the other team.
I was wondering if it was the new goalie Skinner, if he was the problem. He did have a low save percentage, but then I saw that the Penguins had a lot of bad penalties last night, and several of the Edmonton goals were power play goals. So,
well, there is one morsel of excitement.
At the same time, still being excellent, Sidney Crosby is 1 point away from Mario Lemieux's franchise record of 1,723 points. That's amazing.
Well, what's a shame is they blew a 5-game homestand where you're supposed to win more than you lose. So,
yeah, I've got tickets to Sunday night's game against Montreal, and I'm starting to wonder, do I want to go and be disappointed?
No, you want to go. It's fun to be there.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.